Imagine waking up one day to find yourself back at your parents' house at age 30, buried under $35,000 in credit card debt with a foreclosed condo and empty savings accounts. This was Tiffany Alicia's reality before she transformed into the Budgetnista and developed her revolutionary concept of financial wholeness. Unlike traditional advice that focuses solely on financial freedom, Alicia discovered that true security comes from building comprehensive systems across all financial areas. Even when her income skyrocketed from teacher's salary to $39,000 monthly as an entrepreneur, she still felt financially anxious until she addressed all dimensions of her financial life. Financial wholeness isn't about your income level. It's about creating harmony across 10 fundamental aspects of money management, regardless of how much you earn. This journey progresses through distinct stages, from budgeting 10% to estate planning 100%, with each step building upon the previous one to create lasting financial security. Our financial behaviors typically stem from childhood experiences and societal messages. Were your parents extreme savers, causing you to rebel through spending? Or did they struggle financially, making you hoard money from fear? These early experiences shape our unconscious beliefs about wealth and worthiness. The goal is becoming a paper towel person, someone who efficiently absorbs financial missteps without judgment and focuses on solutions. Examine your money influences, establish your own financial voice, and visualize an improved version of yourself who's good with money. Budgeting isn't restrictive. It's your say yes plan that enables your dreams. A proper budget should be documented, automated, and include detailed itemization of income, expenses, and savings. Create comprehensive money in and money out lists, then assign control categories. B for bills for legal obligations with low control, UB utility bills for usage-based expenses with medium control, and C cash expenses for discretionary spending with high control. This reveals whether you have an income problem, mostly B and UB expenses, or a spending problem, high proportion of C expenses. Based on this analysis, reduce expenses where possible and explore income-increasing opportunities. Separate your funds into different accounts across multiple institutions and automate your finances by directing portions of your paycheck to different accounts. This creates a budget without a budget that works automatically. Like squirrels gathering acorns for winter, we must save during good times to weather financial storms. Distinguish between saving, temporarily setting money aside, and getting good at saving, saving to make money grow. Focus on emergency savings and goal savings. For emergencies, start with 3 months of bare bones expenses, your noodle budget. Before spending, ask yourself in order, do I need it? Do I love it? Do I like it? Do I want it? This prioritization aligns spending with lasting joy. Debt isn't a place you're in, but something you have to pay. Begin by identifying interest rates, due dates, statement closing dates, and payment status. Then seek restructuring opportunities to lower interest payments. For credit card debt, consider balance transfers or personal loans from credit unions, which often offer lower rates. Never refinance federal student loans. You'll lose crucial protections like forbearance options and potential loan forgiveness. When choosing a paydown plan, consider both the snowball method, smallest debts first, and avalanche method, highest interest rates first. Alicia recommends starting with small wins for motivation, then shifting to high interest debt. Use unexpected money, windfalls, refunds, savings from discounts, and split it 50-50 between savings and debt. Your credit score measures how well you use other people's money, not your own. To improve it, focus on the five components: payment history, 35%, credit utilization, 30%, credit inquiries, 10%, length of credit history, 15%, and credit mix, 10%. Keep balances below 30% of your limit and pay strategically around statement closing dates. The jump like Jordan technique, creating a payment loop with a small recurring charge that's automatically paid in full monthly, builds perfect payment history. Alicia used this to raise her score from 547 to 750 in under 2 years, despite having an active foreclosure. For income growth, document your workplace wins in a brag book to leverage during reviews or promotions. When job hunting, always negotiate compensation, as first offers rarely represent a company's best. For side hustles, identify your monetizable skills. Everyone has capabilities they don't recognize. Start with skills from your current job, prioritizing investments with direct ROI. Investing turns money into more money. For retirement planning, use the 4% rule. Multiply annual expenses by 25 to determine your target amount. Aim to contribute 20% of income to retirement accounts, utilizing employer matches and Roth IRAs. For asset allocation, follow the rule of 110. Subtract your age from 110 for your stock percentage, with the remainder in bonds. Before investing, ensure you're current on bills, making retirement contributions, have 6 months of emergency funds, paid off high-interest debt, and only investing money you won't need for 5 years. Calculate your net worth, assets minus liabilities, as a financial health indicator. Build a money team, from accountability partners to certified financial planners, to guide your decisions and navigate complexity. Protect your assets with proper insurance. Health insurance, consider HSAs for their triple tax advantage. Term life insurance, providing protection during earning years at reasonable rates. Disability insurance, providing income when unable to work. And property insurance, protecting possessions and liability. These safeguards prevent unexpected events from derailing your financial progress. Set up dedicated accounts with online banks offering higher interest rates that create helpful inconvenience against impulse spending, then automate monthly contributions. Remember, you're the boss of your money, not the other way around. Think of money as a toddler demanding to be spent on trends while you're the parent redirecting it towards savings. Finding gratitude even in financial hardship can be transformative. When Alice hit rock bottom, she began appreciating small things, shifting from scarcity to abundance mindset. Financial wholeness culminates in estate planning, ensuring your impact lasts beyond your lifetime. Everyone needs an estate plan to determine what happens to your belongings and dependents when you pass away or become incapacitated. Start by designating beneficiaries on accounts and policies, as these supersede what's written in your will. If you have minor children or care for someone with special needs, designating a guardian is essential. Create a will as your afterlife avatar and establish advance directives for medical care. Consider a trust if you have at least $100,000 in assets to help heirs avoid the public, lengthy probate process. Financial wholeness means all aspects of your financial life work together for your greatest good and richest life. Your goals will evolve, so continue applying these principles through different life stages. This journey isn't just about accumulating wealth. It's about creating security, purpose, and freedom to live on your terms. By taking control of your money story today, you're writing a future where your values and dreams, not financial stress, dictate your choices.